You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could finally have an NHL team in a matter of hours after an expected vote by the league's Board of Governors this afternoon.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
The board includes all 32 current team owners, and they are the final say in any expansion or, in this case, relocation proposal in the NHL. Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman is reporting they are not only expected to vote, but approve the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Last night, Coyotes player Josh Doan spoke to reporters about their likely move to Utah.
There's no hate towards Salt Lake City because they're welcoming us with open arms.
Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith is reportedly shelling out $1.2 billion to bring the Coyotes here. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV, Sam Farnsworth continues our team coverage from Phoenix, where he attended the Coyotes' final game and spoke to the fans saying goodbye to a team that's been there for decades.
Just bummed out, really.
It's been a huge staple in Arizona. Everybody, you hear everywhere, hockey doesn't belong here, but it does.
The Coyotes fans, though, the harsh reality of all this is really just sinking in with them. You know, it is a time of celebration and excitement for sports fans in Utah, but the story in Arizona is a different one. Feelings of anger, sadness, and nostalgia.
I just showed you pictures of a couple of the fans.
Yeah. It's nice. The players are all out on the ice together as a team waving to the crowd.
They're waving their sticks, and there are tears for sure. Yeah. Sam says the fans there, hopeful, however, that NHL hockey will return to Arizona when the league expands.
By the way, the Arizona Coyotes won their final home game last night. That was nice, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in their final game of the season.
BYU's brand new head basketball coach was officially introduced to Cougar Nation Wednesday night in a press conference. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Young, assistant with the NBA's Suns, when pressed about the lure of the NBA, if a head coaching position was offered him, says he has found his home at BYU.
Not going to be the first time I've lived in the area. I coached for the Utah Flash, which was the old minor league of the Jazz. I lived in BYU housing and met my wife while she was a student at BYU.
Young says he's going to help prepare BYU to be one of the best places to play basketball in the nation. One of his goals is BYU's head coach to make this the best place to get young men to the NBA. Young says staff and personnel are already getting put into place. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Cities in four states saw their 911 systems go down overnight shortly after a warning about pending cyber attacks. ABC's Rhiannon Alley is following the story for us this morning.
The entire state of South Dakota, one county in Nebraska, a police department in Del Rio, Texas, and two departments in Nevada, including the Las Vegas Police Department. Even landlines were unable to dial 911 into Las Vegas police. The cause of the outages? Not clear, but just yesterday, an analysis from the Homeland Security Department warned that 911 call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks.
Most of the cities that had outages say their 911 systems are back up and running.
Ogden taxpayers have poured millions of dollars into their local airport, which has struggled to turn a profit. We check in now with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
This comes from a state audit of the Ogden-Hinkley Airport, which found the facility lost $15 million between 2006 and 2022. The Utah Legislature General Auditor's Office also found, while Ogden-Hinkley hasn't misused a state check of $10 million, it also hasn't generated the thousands of jobs or millions of dollars in earnings that authorities promised. Beyond the money issues, the audit found that just over half of the airport's 244 hangars have no building or code inspection registered with the state. The auditor suggests a more focused master plan and a process to measure whether the airport is meeting its goals. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Still emergency traffic with delays on I-15 from 7200 South all the way to South Salt Lake, where they're cleaning up a crash near the I-80 turn. We've got a crash on the right shoulder, kind of in the right lane on SR-201, 21st South Freeway at 900 West. That's keeping your slow traffic all the way back into West Valley. And we still have southbound delays both in Farmington and in North Salt Lake on southbound 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Getting into a wreck with someone without car insurance is a major headache, but Utah, it turns out, is ranked as one of the states where most people are insured.
Utah actually has a program which encourages drivers to get insured. Appropriately, it's called the Uninsured Motorist Identification Program. The DMV will back-check your registration to make sure you have a policy. Jason Gardner with the State Tax Commission says this method motivates drivers and assists law enforcement during traffic stops.
In Utah, they don't typically ask for insurance. because they already know whether you have insurance based on this program. It makes it a little bit more efficient.
If you're not an insured driver, there's a chance the DMV will reach out to you and give you a deadline to pick up a new policy. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.